This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Off we go into the Wild Blue Yonder, 9 o'clock hour with Parish President, Jefferson Parish President, Cynthia Lee Sheng. Good morning, Madam President. How are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Yeah, it always feels clumsy to call you Madam President, but yet it seems too familiar to call you Cynthia. Well, what do you think I should go
with? No, call me Cynthia.
Miss Sheng?
I'm not a formal person.
Cynthia Lee?
Call me Cynthia.
Lee? Cindy? Cindy, too familiar, babe? Hey, here's the deal.
If you call me Cindy, you knew me when I was a kid. That's how I know. The only people who call me Cindy knew me as a child.
Oh, I'm not
that. Which is very heartwarming when I hear it. Yeah.
I'm not old enough for that. Let's talk about this first on a lighter note before we talk about hurricane season. So, you know how they rank golfers in the world? There are about 66 million golfers in the world. So I have rated myself, you know, Scottie Scheffler's the number one player in the world. I've rated myself to be about maybe 48 million. I'm about 48 million out of that 66.6 million. So I looked it up, and there are about 50 million pickleball players in the world. And I know you've fallen in love with the sport. And I'm just wondering, if I'm going to put myself at, say, 48 million out of 66.6 million golfers, 50 million pickleball players, where would you be ranked in the world? I'm just wondering what kind of player I'm talking to here.
I like math and I like data, but I don't know. You gave me a tough one there.
I'm an intermediate
player. I'm pretty good for my age, but compared to the 20-year-olds and everything I play with, I'm in the middle. I'm intermediate. Yeah.
Well, 30,
but very good for
30's not very
my
different
age.
Than 20, right? I mean, so I'll put you.
I'm
at
sometimes
a,
the oldest one out there. I'll tell you that. So, but
are you having
you know,
fun?
They're older people. Yeah.
Are you beating them?
I have a ball.
That's
I have
what
a ball
counts.
With it. Yeah.
I know you're gonna have a press conference later about her. And I appreciate you coming on. Let's talk. Let's spoil it all now, and tell me what you're gonna say at the press conference about hurricane season in Jefferson Parish.
Yeah. So you know, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, we call it NOAA, actually revealed their, it's always a big deal when they reveal their yearly forecast, and they did it in Jefferson Parish this year, which was an honor for us to host them. So they believe we have a 60% chance of an above normal season, so an average season we call maybe 14 storms, mm-hmm. And so they think that we have a little bit higher chance of an above normal season. So but I'll tell you, Tommy, one of the statistics, Ken Graham was the one giving the presentation, and one of the statistics that is seared in my mind from that meeting, he said that every Category 5 storm that has hit this country was a tropical storm or less just 3 days before landfall.
Say that again, because that stuck out to me as well, Cynthia. Say it again, please.
That is frightening.
Yep.
Every category 5 that has hit this country was a tropical storm or less just 3 days before landfall.
That really got my
attention.
So
people in my business like this, that is a frightening statistic.
Mm-hmm.
And that means we have so much less preparation time, which we know and we've experienced. This is the way our life has been. But people need to understand we have that compacts our timeline so much. And everybody, it's not government. Everybody needs to have their own family plan. Every individual has different levels of risk for this storm. And there are obviously financial constraints. There's a lot of variables that go into your own evacuation plan. Ideally, I'd like to get everybody out that, you know, when we have a big threat, a major threat, everybody who can afford to get out, has the means, has the car, has a relative to get out. And then government can try to help the vulnerable people who can't help themselves, right? That's the position that I would always like to be in. But people need to understand that time. We live, you know, nearly a million people in this greater New Orleans area. Mm-hmm. To get out in that short, compact time frame for the big ones, this is a frightening statistic that we all really need to pay attention to.
Thing I thought of when I heard it,
you get out early,
was game changer. Huh? When I heard that, I thought this is a game changer. This is huge. That every category 5 that hit the country in the last how many years?
That has hit this country. That's how he said it. Every category 5 that has hit this country
was a tropical storm 3 days before landfall.
Or less.
So yeah. The ones that come off the coast of Africa that we watch, and look, a category 3 or 4 is dangerous. We understand all of that. But it just goes to the time frame involved. And I want to ask you, in anticipation of your coming on, with that bombshell being dropped, how does that change how you as a parish president prepare? Because there's only so much you can do with so limited amount of warning. Is it all about getting everything staged beforehand, or how does that change what you would normally do, I guess, after you heard that?
We just realized that our time, you know, was compressed. Even yesterday, I had a meeting with all of our departments going over the last minute details going into the season, making sure, you know, everybody was on top of the equipment that they need to move, that the fuel is there, that the generators are in place. The biggest thing that I can do to save lives is to tell you to leave early. Government, there's only 3,000 of us. We can't take care of everyone. You have got to get your family out, and we need to leave early. If government officials like myself, after, you know, consulting with professionals and meteorologists and National Weather Service and NOAA, are going to say this big one's coming, and I don't care if it doesn't hit here and I get blamed that, well, I had to go leave for a hotel and pay for it, and you told me to leave. I don't care about that. Like, that's politically, that is not... If the threat is there, I'm going to ask you to leave. And then this is how we go by the best data we have. And I really don't want people to look at their last experience. Maybe they did leave and they did incur the expenses and they said, oh, I left. We're always afraid of that. Oh, you left last time and they didn't need to really leave. And then they come back and we always know there's more people that are going to stay because of their experience last time that they didn't need to leave. And that is no way to think. That's not how the world works. What happened last time is no indication of what's going to happen this time or in the future. That's just not how the world works, right? And so I don't want that mindset in our community of like, well, we had to leave last time. The systems that they use and the products that they put out are so incredibly sophisticated that the meteorologists really have this down. And look, it's still difficult to do, but we're better at doing it than we've ever have been. And we go on that data, and the communities that we say to leave, go leave. I mean, you look at Ida. We only lost one person in Jefferson Parish during Ida that happened. It went up to the New Jersey area, New York area, killed another 40 people because they weren't prepared. You know, they're not prepared for flooding. They weren't, you know, they didn't even know to do these things to reduce the risk. But we know better down here. And so, you know, we do this every year. All of our communities, parish presidents get out and kind of, this is a ritual we do every year to remind people, now's the time. Think about where you're going to go. Think about your evacuation plan. Have that conversation. Who's going with who? Who's going to take grandma? Who's going to, you know, and you're halfway there if mentally you think it through now. And then when you watch the news or listen to people like you and it's brewing in the Gulf, it's here. You're not so frantic and it's not so chaotic. You've already kind of gotten yourself ahead of the game because you've thought it through. And that's what we need everybody to do right now.
You know, you use the phrase in your business. And first of all, I think the world to you. And I think you are a true leader because you don't care about the politics. You do what you think is best for everybody, which is what a true leader does. And you look decades down the line, which is what a true leader does. But when it comes to 3 days notice, being a tropical storm 3 days or less, and you want people to act early, that's got to make it really tough on you, because if it's a tropical storm, you don't want people to leave. But if it could blow up to Category 5, you certainly do. So how do you handle that, Cynthia?
So it's not just me. I mean, I have, you know, our emergency operations team looks at this, studies this, has relationships with a lot of people. And, I'm the face of it, and I get out there and say it. But, look, I have a group of people that I've been in battles with, and I trust them. And I'm somebody who is like, tell me what you think, and let's go around the table. And so if I make a decision, I'm basing it on people that I trust who've studied this, who go to training, go to the National Hurricane Conference was here this year, but are doing this all in the off season, and we're always looking to save lives. So it's a decision where we're going to make to save the most amount of lives. Those decisions, they're difficult, but in a way, that's easy decisions to make if you look at it that way, you know. And I don't care if I get blamed. I mean, there's times people blame me. We've closed offices early and because I thought the winds were going to be high and nothing happens, and people will make comments. And, I don't care. I don't care.
It's good like, for you.
I'm not going to have somebody get hurt and be on my conscience for the rest of my life because I was afraid of the politics or something like that. So, I shut down Mardi Gras because I was afraid somebody was going to get hurt. I don't really care because
That's what makes me such a big fan of yours, because you don't care what people think. You have a vision and you do what you think is best, and that's what a real leader does.
And I just think that now I'm asking you to put it in your head, and because you hear this statistic and because it's going to come at us, because the big ones grow fast, the big ones come at us quickly, everybody needs to get in that mindset. And this is the time now where everybody needs to pay attention, listen to the trusted media sources like you, not so much on social media all the time, but, you know, people like you, and listen for direction. And, of course, you know, if it's a smaller one, we'll evacuate the people outside the levee protection district area. If it's a larger one, we have to do a much larger, you know, mandatory evacuation. So we try to be nimble. We try to be flexible with what the hazards coming at us are. But we need everybody to take heed and you know, follow directions.
The guy that works after me, he's on vacation now. Actually, he actually takes more vacation than he works. Noel Norman, perhaps you've heard of him.
yes.
Boy, I'm going to tell you what. Is the Delgado roast available on video or not? Do you know?
Oh, Tommy. I don't know. That would be
Cynthia Lee Shang.
I hope Noel forgives us all for that.
Destroyed
it was fun.
Noel
night.
Norman. It was all in fun, but let me tell you,
it was in fun.
You don't.
I think
you
he,
think
even
you
he
know,
was shocked.
You think you know Cynthia Lee Shang, my friend? Let me tell you, you got to find a video. I'm gonna buy a video of this and put it out on the internet. But anyway, seriously. So he talks about counter flow being off the table because we haven't had an exercise in forever. It takes a long time and a lot of cooperation between states and so forth. As a parish leader, is that anything y'all even discuss anymore, counterflow or contraflow?
I feel like just because of this time that it's not, it just seems like it is going to be off the table because it's just physically impossible to pull off the way these storms are coming at us. And, you know, we need a lot of resources coming in right before a storm to prepare ourselves. And so, you know, it's almost like you'd have to call for contraflow when, you know, the cone was really over four states,
right.
and you can't call for contraflow yet because you don't really, it hasn't zeroed in. That's how quick these things are coming. So sometimes we miss the timelines for these things. For Ida, we weren't able to do the bus contract with the state because we had already passed the timeline when it started zeroing in on us. So this is what makes it this difficult for us.
Now, let me take a break. I know one thing that is important to you is taking care of people that can't take care of themselves. We'll talk about population in Jefferson Parish that's perhaps elderly and don't have the means or resources to take care of themselves during a storm, what you got planned for them and what you're contracting and so forth. I also want to talk to you about the Bicentennial and some other stuff when we come back. Cynthia Lee Shang, our guest, president of Jefferson Parish. No apologies. I'm a big fan of hers. I think she's a leader. And if you don't believe me, look at the pickleball courts. She could have left that alone, but she didn't. A lot of people screamed at her, but by God, they love playing pickleball now. We'll be back, WWL. 9:27, back with Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. You'll never be roasted. They will never have a celebrity roast about you. You know why?
Why?
Nobody can say anything bad. What are you going to say?
People can say things bad.
No, I don't think so. Hey, boy, this woman, let me tell you about Cynthia Lee Sheng. She cares too much is what she does. And work, this woman never takes off. She always works. That's not funny.
My kids would be the first to get in line for that roast,
no,
I'm sure.
I don't think so. I met your children. They're very nice kids. Anyway, let's talk about the people that are elderly, et cetera, that live in different housing. And what do you do with them during storms, power outages after? Because it's not just, you know, I know Jefferson Parish was without power, and I don't know how involved you are with this load shedding investigation or whatever. Well, let's talk about it. As a matter of fact, I know Jefferson Parish was affected because I drove through some of it on the West Bank. Are you involved in that at all, Cynthia, with the load shedding and MISO?
Well, so our council is, you know, going to probably have somebody, you know, I know our council sent a letter to ask questions, and then I would expect maybe at the next council meeting someone would speak to discuss it. But no, I'm not involved in the management of that. That's all regulated by the Public Service Commission, and so I know Eric Scrametta was looking into it as well. And yes, so I think hopefully we'll get some answers, because that was, you know, kind of frightening. Just to, if it's something that was purposeful, I think we should have had a heads up and we could have given people some warning, and it wouldn't have been such a dangerous situation. So
I know. I saw anecdotally businesses that closed up for the rest of the day, and it was a Sunday before Memorial Day. Have you heard a lot from Jefferson Parish business owners that had to shut it down?
No, but I mean, it's detrimental to a business. You know, I mean, they get insurance for this stuff. I don't know if the business interruption insurance kicks in yet, and I don't know how many hours you'd have to be out, but if it's a controlled thing, I just think the community, you know, we understand why they want to do it and need it, and they're trying to, you know, do it to prevent larger outages. You know, they want to control it. We get that. But I just think we need to understand what that's about, and so we can expect it. I think that's just the better position for us to be in as a community.
So what about, we talked about Category 5 storms as we approach hurricane season. What about, you know, categories one or something that comes through and knocks out power, because it can be as dangerous here living without power in the summertime as, you know, the storm or people dying with generators, heat, et cetera. What plans do you have to take care of people, or what would you like people to get ready for?
Well,
as far
I'm
as
glad
that
you, I'm glad you brought that up, because what our experience is that more people die post-storm in the deteriorating conditions of a community than during the storm. During the storm, flooding kills the most people, but post-storm, it's a breakdown of society, right? Mm-hmm. So you look at Ida, you know, we had 3 people die of carbon monoxide poisoning because of generator use, or the streets are dark and somebody gets in a traffic accident, you know. So it's very critical, and that's where I say everybody has to make their own decision based on the risk that present itself. Are you somebody who is elderly, and if there's no air condition, are you going to struggle physically? Well, you are somebody that probably needs to leave early and be in the comforts of a community that's viable and working and not broken, temporarily broken, right? And I'd always say that. But, you know, also the risks are, we know when we do mass evacuations that people do die in evacuation situations. So I think those are kind of the difficult family decisions that you have to make if you have somebody in your family who is elderly or sick, right? And those are decisions that you have to make as a family, or you have to make as somebody who's medically vulnerable. But what we usually do, Tommy, in every situation is different. If it's a small storm, we want to try to house the people who we know, and we think everybody's riding it out and we're sheltering in place. We know some people are in less sturdy conditions or in trailers, and we do open shelters for that, right? So they can come overnight and sleep and, you know, and be in a safe environment, and then they can go back home the next day. When it comes to a major evacuation, we're going to rely on state, you know, hopefully we have enough time to get some buses that come in. And we just did an exercise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On that, we do what we call it a publicly assisted evacuation, where people who don't have a way to get out go to their nearest bus stop, and our local buses will pick them up. And when the state buses get here, we process you at a facility, like, you know, in terms of process, I mean, get your name and, you know, get the logs down, make sure we understand that we have you and the state knows who we're turning over on their buses, and get you to a safer area. And we will call for that if we have time to let that happen. But we will do as much as we can with the time that we are given. But it's always, you know, my message is you need to, if you have the financial resources and the transportation to get yourself out early, we want you to do that. That's where we save the most amount of lives, is people getting themselves out of this area earlier.
And a question that popped into my head on Sunday with the power outage was the aftermath of a storm. And I'm wondering, as a leader, do you, because look, everything costs money, right? Nothing's free. Cooling stations at gymnasiums or wherever, is that something that you've looked into? You would need generators to power those, the air conditioners at those places, for people for extended power outages. Is that something you feel like you're ready for, you've looked into? Because, again, nothing's free. You got to pay for it, right? Tell me through about
right.
all
we,
of that.
We have a lot of generators, obviously, in the parish, but a lot of that is to get our systems back online. So we have water systems that we got to get back online, sewer systems back online, make sure our fire stations, you know, our first responders. So, I mean, this is what's critical, that we have to get our public systems back up and be able to do first response. In terms of cooling stations, we have used libraries. So, of course, if that's a situation, and that's what I talk about being nimble and flexible, you know, is it going to be a lack of electricity storm? Is it going to be a storm where it's flooding, or it's just a lot of downed trees and we have to clear roadways? Every storm is different. And we need to be flexible on that, yes. But we do open cooling stations. Libraries are a great source for us to do that with. You know, churches have opened. And what we've done is this year, in the past couple of years, we've really relied on a lot of nonprofit partners working with us. And I did want to go back, Tommy. If you are someone who is really in medical need, meaning you're bedridden, you have lots of medical equipment that you need to survive, you're on hospice support, we have something called a medical needs registry. And these are, you know, very sick people who really need help to get out. The number's 504-323-1818. We want to know where you are, and we want to be able to help you. And if we have time to come get you, we certainly want to be able to help as many people as possible. It's not a guarantee, but we want to identify you, and we want to know that you're very, very medically vulnerable, and we want to know where you are in our parish.
Do you want to know that now to put on some kind of registry, or are you talking about when it happens?
It's called a medical needs registry. Right. We have people on it now. The number's 504-323-1818. Again, if you're bedridden, if there's a lot of medical equipment that you use, if you have, or you're on hospice support and your family can't evacuate you, or you're on home health, we want to know where you are in the parish.
The reason I wanted to bring up cooling stations is it's easy. And again, after something happens and the power's out and people are miserable, well, why wasn't this generator there? Why didn't they have this ready? And it's like, now's the time to discuss that, right? When cooler heads prevail, literally cooler because you're not in the heat. So just like a contractor will always tell you, you can do anything you want if you have the money. But it would be prohibitive to equip every gymnasium in Jefferson Parish with a generator to serve, or a whole building generator to generate enough power to keep the air conditioner on, right? I mean, that's not possible.
No, but we do have a lot of generators. I don't know the exact number because every department has their own. I mean, obviously we have generators in to just make our own systems go, and but we do have generators that we do move around. I mean, we have a great general services team that are running around all the time trying to get certain buildings up, or if we do a donation site. But our key and what we stress is to be flexible. We don't know where the damage is going to be.
You know, it's where
so
power's going to
be
on
flexible.
Or not, right?
Right. Yeah. So we need to have that flexibility, and we are even better now at just simple things like water and food to our folks. We pre-position that throughout the parish. So, you know, just like this last snow event, I said, I want to spread out because we know we're not going to have passable streets or we might have issues. So, you know, we didn't all go to the emergency operations center. We just spread out throughout the parish. So with every event, we learn, you know, how to sharpen the pencil a little bit more. And that's why I feel like we've kind of been through a lot. And certainly, you know, what we've learned, we've just been very active every year. We've had to evacuate our emergency operations center so much. We are an experienced team, but once a major storm hits you, you're overwhelmed quickly, right? and you're under resourced. We all know that. I mean, as prepared as we can be, you know, when the big one hits you, you're spread too thin already. And so especially with local government, I say, you know, try to act like nobody's coming. We have a lot of probably over 35 pre-placed emergency contracts. So we have people on the outside ready to help us. They know they have a contractual obligation to us to come in and help. And then, you know, eventually help will come with the state or the federal government. But local leaders like myself need to give us as many days as we can that we could survive on our own.
I know you have a press conference later and you got to go, but quickly, is there anything I'm going to hear at the press conference where I say to myself, I could have asked her that, or I should have asked her that you're going to say?
No.
You sure? Because I got up out of bed and wrote that down.
We all really know this stuff, right?
Huh?
We all really know this stuff. The one thing I wanted to get out was that Category 5, that our the big ones develop quickly. And it what that means to us is we have less preparation time to be able to get to a safe area. That's the real message. That'll be the real message.
I got up out of bed and wrote that down on a piece of paper to ask officials, is there anything I could have or should have asked you, and let them answer the question, but you did just now. Thank you, Cynthia Lee Sheng, Parish President.
Thank you for having me.
The Jefferson Parish Bicentennial is June 14th at Lakeside Mall, and you can go to what, jeffersoncommunity.org to find out more about that?
Yes, that's a fun, that's jpball200.com for our Bicentennial Ball.
All right, and Kristen Chenoweth is going to be there. It's going to be a big party. Thank you.
Yes.
We'll talk to you again soon.
Big party.
You bet.
Thank
Bye.
You.
All right, 9:39, 21 till 10. We'll take a break. Come back, talk with the Pontchartrain Conservancy about their annual Storm Aware and Prepare event this Saturday. Right now, traffic, WWL. All right, 9:44, 16 till 10, Thursday, May 29th. And one thing I hate And I guess that's what Katrina did to all of us. It was a game changer, is that it changed June 1st from, hey, school's out, summer's here, to, crap, it's hurricane season. Corey Miller joins us now, Community Engagement Director for the Pontchartrain Conservancy. How you doing, Corey?
I'm doing all right, sitting in the rain here, but otherwise doing okay.
Where are you? Is it that it's raining? I'm just curious.
I'm actually just taking this from a car. I was hopping between meetings, and so
area of the city? Goofy, not.
I'm in close to downtown.
Okay, because it looked like it had stopped here. Now it looks like it might be starting up again. Should be gone by noon. Tell me about the Pontchartrain Conservancy and Storm and Prepare event. What is that all about?
Yeah, so this is our sixth annual Storm Aware and Prepare event. It's an opportunity, and a good segue coming up the segment with President Cynthia Lee Chang there. But it's a good opportunity that we just take this time in preparation for the upcoming hurricane season. We open up gates at our lighthouse on the south shore of Lake Pontchartrain at 8001 Lakeshore Drive. This Saturday from 9 to noon, and we provide resources. It's a free, family-friendly event. We have some different activities, and we try to do an incentivized storm drain and neighborhood cleanup. So we try to make it as positive as possible, given the gravity of the topic at hand.
Well, when you say exhibits like and interactive activities, what kind of stuff do you have going on?
So we have one of the things that Pontchartrain Conservancy excels at is we do a lot of STEM programming, engaging youth and residents and community members, just so that ultimately they could be better prepared and be better stewards of the environment in and around the entire Pontchartrain Basin. And so we'll have some different activities that talk about marine debris, tying it into making sure that people understand the importance of cleaning your streets and preventing litter from getting into our storm drains, which everything ultimately drains either to the lake or the river here. And we want to keep all that trash and garbage out of our healthy ecosystem.
I got to tell you, Corey, I know I'm going to get texts here from people talking about grass cutting services that blow the leaf trimmings and so forth, the grass trimmings down the drain. You're not ever supposed to do that, ever, but people do it. But besides that, just with the tree shed that happens with all the oak trees that we have here, I'm surprised a lot of the city drains as well as it does. So it is important that people get out and make sure that the water can at least get to the storm drains.
Absolutely. That's one of the key takeaways that we're trying to impress upon participants this coming weekend. And, it doesn't take a hurricane, just a tropical storm, or, hey, look, at the past couple of days we've had some pretty heavy rainfall events. Just being vigilant and staying on top of that and trying to remember not to take the easy route and just brush it into the drain, clean that stuff up and get it where it needs to go.
I don't know if you heard me talking with Parish President Cynthia Lee Chang or not, but at the press conference, the meteorologist, I think the National Weather Service, was talking about every Category 5 storm that hit the United States was a tropical storm 3 days before landfall. Talk about that window, how small that window is and how people should kind of get ready for that.
Yeah, I was actually able to tune into most of that segment. That's why it's so very important to have a game plan in place much ahead of time and not to be waiting, exactly to your point, to the meteorologist's point. Things develop so quickly, and it seems like it's happening quicker and quicker. And so you really can't wait till a day or 2 days out from something making landfall to have an evacuation route, have a destination picked out, have all of your key documents and things like that in a grab and go bag and safe location. If it is a smaller storm, make sure that you have everything you need. If you are going to be staying, your key supplies and any kind of generator and all of those types of things. So we really take this opportunity to just try to remind people of the little things they could do on the front end so that they're not scrambling at the last minute and they can be safe and secure.
And I don't know if the Conservancy wants to head in this direction or not, but as I'm talking to the parish president, I'm thinking, it does cost some money. And I was talking about generators. You can do anything you want if you got the money. It does cost some money if you have to evacuate. So I started this segment by saying I hate living here because on June 1st, where else, it's summertime, back to school's out, and let's have fun. It's hurricane season here. Unfortunately, yeah, that is part of living here. So it might not be a bad idea to start squirreling away some money if you can, just in case you have to evacuate. And if not, the worst that's going to happen is you save some money by the end of hurricane season. Maybe you have it for Christmas or whatever, right?
Yeah, you know, absolutely. It's never a bad idea if you can have that financial ability to squirrel a little something away to make sure that you have it for, you know, not to use a pun, but literally a rainy day event. So for part of the event that we're doing this Saturday at the Lighthouse, we're asking people that we're going to be handing out some supplies, some trash bags and gloves and litter grabbers, encouraging people to go back to their neighborhood, clean the streets, clean around their storm drains. And we're providing some decals that you can place on your clean storm drain that reminds people, hey, this, you know, only rain down the drain, don't litter. And if they do so and they take a picture and tag themselves and tag us on Instagram or Facebook, we have three sets of prizes that we're giving away. Each of them includes a solar battery backup, as well as a rechargeable flashlight, fan, and a weather radio. So if you do stay and the lights go out, you'll have something to charge your electronic devices and something to hopefully, you know, keep you a little bit more comfortable. So,
do you, Corey, have those instances in your life where something happened and you can remember it vividly like it was yesterday, and but yet you can't remember what you had for lunch last Thursday?
During Ida, I happen to have three dogs, a very large dog, a very small one, and a medium. And because of the very large dog, we kind of were forced to stay after. And I vividly remember just waiting for the electricity to come back on and having to hunker down and having to travel for gas and things like that. So just going back to trying to be prepared and being ready. And you never know exactly how these things are going to turn out.
And the reason I ask that is I can remember jogging years ago on Bristol Place in Algiers and seeing a guy with a red Toyota pickup truck with his truck parked on top of the drain, draining his oil into the catch basin with a Save the Lake bumper sticker on his truck. And the only reason I bring that up is for you to explain to people what it is that gets into the lake.
Yeah, so I mean, like I said, anything that goes into those storm drains, you know, don't use that as an easy opportunity to clean out your paintbrushes after you're doing a little home project or anything like that. All of that stuff ends up draining directly into Lake Pontchartrain or into the river, depending on what part of the city or parish you are in. And, you know, that's funny that you mentioned that Save Our Lake. That's our former roots are Lake Pontchartrain Basin Foundation, and we were the organization that really was integral in stopping a lot of the pollution, the clam dredging, a lot of the runoff on the North Shore that got the Lake Pontchartrain off of the impaired water bottom. So just kind of back to our organizational mission, that's spot on, right in line with the work that we're trying to do overall.
I can remember it, man. I'm telling you, I can remember it. It's like a snapshot in my head. I'll never forget that. All right, it happens Saturday from 9 till noon. It's the Pontchartrain Conservancy Storm Aware and Prepare event. Absolutely free. Snowballs and jambalaya, hot dogs, etc. You can find out more by going to, Corey?
You can go to scienceforourcoast.org, and it couldn't be possible without our presenting sponsor, Energy, as well as Restore America's Estuaries, Citgo, and Chalmette Refinery.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time. We'll take a break, come back, find out what Dave Cohen's got planned for us today. He's in for Newell on WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.